ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ। ਗੁਰੂ ਪਿਆਰੀ ਸਾਧ ਸੰਗਤ ਜੀ, ਆਪ ਜੀ ਧੰਨ ਧੰਨ ਸੱਚੇ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਗੁਰੂ ਗ੍ਰੰਥ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਮਹਾਰਾਜ ਜੀ ਦੀ ਹਜ਼ੂਰੀ ਅੰਦਰ ਜੁੜ ਬੈਠ ਕੇ ਸ਼ਾਮਾਂ ਦੇ ਦੀਵਾਨ ਸਰਵਣ ਕਰ ਰਹੇ ਹਨ, ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਕੀਰਤਨ ਸਰਵਣ ਕੀਤਾ। ਆਓ ਹੁਣ ਆਪਾਂ ਕੁਛ ਸਮਾਂ ਸਿੱਖ ਇਤਿਹਾਸ ਦੀ ਚੱਲ ਰਹੀ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਜੁੜੀਏ। ਕੱਲ੍ਹ ਸ਼ਾਮੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਕਥਾ ਆਰੰਭ ਕੀਤੀ ਸੀ ਸਾਕਾ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਚਮਕੌਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਜੀ ਦੀ, ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਦਾ ਗੁਰਮਤਿ ਕੈਂਪ ਚੱਲ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ। ਅੱਜ ਦੇ ਵਿਚਾਰ ਜ਼ਿਆਦਾ ਇੰਗਲਿਸ਼ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਹੋ ਗਏ ਬੱਚਿਆਂ ਵਾਸਤੇ, ਤਾਂ ਬੱਚੇ ਸਮਝ ਸਕਣ। ਟੂਡੇ ਵੀ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਕੰਟੀਨਿਊ ਫਰੋਮ ਵਾਇਰ ਵੀ ਲੈਫਟ ਆਫ ਯੈਸਟਰਡੇ। ਯੈਸਟਰਡੇ ਵੀ ਟਾਕਡ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦ ਸਾਕਾ ਆਫ ਸ੍ਰੀ ਚਮਕੌਰ ਸਾਹਿਬ, ਬਟ ਬਿਫੋਰ ਵੀ ਬਿਗਿਨ ਆਈ ਵਾਂਟ ਐਵਰੀਬਡੀ ਟੂ ਸੈਟ ਡਾਊਨ ਸਟ੍ਰੇਟ and put their hands in front of them and close their eyes. Because today we're going to listen to the life of our gurus. While we listen to it, let's picture it unfolding in front of our eyes. See what's happening. Let's walk a few steps in the life of our guru, Guru Gobind Singh. Yesterday, we heard about how Guru Gobind Singh Ji Maharaj was in Anandpur Sahib and how a battle went on. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji and the Sikhs, for 8 months, they were surrounded by the Muslim soldiers. For 8 months, they did not have much food to eat. They were starved. They were fighting. And how the Muslim king Aurangzeb made Guru Gobind Singh Ji a promise that Guru Gobind Singh Ji, if you leave Anandpur Sahib, we won't attack you. We'll let you go free. We won't touch you. We won't hurt you. And Guruji knew it was a trick. Guru Gobind Singh Ji said no. But the Sikhs, they were tired. For 8 months, they had no food to eat. Very little food to eat. They were fighting day and night. They didn't even have time to sleep much. And they go, Guruji, we can't hold off. Please, let's just leave. Satguruji says, just give it a few more nights. And the Sikhs said, Guruji, we can't. We're too tired. So what happened? Guruji said, fine, if you want to leave, let's go. If that's what the Khalsa wants. So during the night they left. And we heard how yesterday they came to the river Sarsa and the battle happened. We heard about that. And how Guruji's family got separated. How Mata Gujri Ji along with Guruji's two youngest sons, they went one way. And Guruji's rest of the six went another way. And we heard that Guru Gobind Singh Ji got to a village named Ropar, and how there they met a man whose name was Roop Chand. And Roop Chand offered his house to Guru Gobind Singh Ji. He said, you're going to need a fortress. The soldiers are after you. I don't have a fortress, but you can use my house. You can use that to guard yourself. So yesterday we heard how the Sikhs and Guru Gobind Singh Ji went to this house. And when we left off yesterday, if you remember, the Sikhs were all sleeping. And what happened? There was a man whose name was Bhai Madan Singh. He was a Sikh. He was on guard duty upstairs. He was on guard duty upstairs. And while on guard duty, he kept on falling asleep. He was tired. He would be sitting there on guard duty and slowly, slowly his eyes would start to close. And then his head would drop. And then he'd wake up, he'd shake his head, he'd get up again. He was the only one up. The only other person up was Guru Gobind Singh Ji. And what happened is Guru Gobind Singh Ji came up to where Bhai Madan Singh was. He walked there. Bhai Madan Singh saw Guru Gobind Singh Ji coming. Bhai Madan Singh jumped up, put his hands together and said, "Guruji, what are you doing up at this time of the night?" And Guruji said, Madan Singh, I am Guru Gobind Singh Ji. People come to me. Many people have come to me to ask for favors, to beg for something, to request something. But Madan Singh, today I am asking you for something. Today I want to get something from you, Madan Singh. I want you to do something for me. I want you to give me something. And Bhai Madan Singh's eyes filled with tears. He started to cry. He said, "Guruji, what can I give to you? I'm just a Sikh, you're the Guru. What can a Sikh give to the Guru? What can I give to you?" And Guru Gobind Singh, he said, "Madan Singh, these last 8 months have been very, very difficult for all of my Khalsa, for all of my Sikhs. You have not had much food to eat. You've been fighting all the time in the battle. You did not have time to sleep much. Madan Singh, today I want you to go to sleep and I want you to hand over this spear and I want to stay up on guard duty today." Guru Gobind Singh Ji himself wanted to stay up on guard duty. Bhai Madan Singh was watching. He said, "No, Guruji. You're the Guru. You sleep, Satguruji. This is my duty. I want to do." But Guruji said, "No, Madan Singh. Please give me this duty." Madan Singh said, "Satguruji, let me do the duty tonight. Tomorrow night you can do the duty if you want." But Guru Gobind Singh Ji said, "No, Madan Singh. Who knows if tomorrow night we're still going to be here in this house. Give me the spear now." And Madan Singh Ji didn't want to. But what could he say in front of the Guru? He was crying, his hands were shaking, and he passed the spear over to Guru Gobind Singh. Bhai Madan Singh went downstairs and went to sleep. And all night Guru Gobind Singh Ji himself stayed up on guard duty. That Guru Gobind Singh Ji, who at one time had thousands of servants ready to serve him, today that Guru Gobind Singh Ji himself was standing on guard duty all night. And when we left off yesterday, we left off at this moment that Guru Gobind Singh Ji came downstairs during the night. And he saw in one room that all of the Gursikhs were sleeping in that room. And the Gursikhs, because for the last 8 months they were really tired, really drained out. The Gursikhs, they were totally out of it when they were sleeping. They were in such deep sleep that some of their pugs, their turbans had even started to slip off their heads. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji saw this. And himself, Guru Gobind Singh Ji came and started to pull the turbans back on while the Sikhs were still sleeping. Then while doing that, he saw the Sikhs' hands. Their hands were all bruised and swollen from holding weapons for the last 8 months. And their feet were all bruised. So Guru Gobind Singh Ji, while the Sikhs were sleeping, turn by turn, he went to each Sikh and he started to massage their hands. He started to massage their feet. That's how great Guru Gobind Singh Ji was. Because Guru Gobind Singh Ji has so much respect for his Khalsa, for the Sikhs. Satguru Guru Gobind Singh Ji says that Khalsa mero roop hai khas, Khalsa mein ho karo nivas. Khalsa mero mukh hai anga, Khalsa ke ho sat sat sanga. Khalsa mero isht suhird, Khalsa mero heyat bird. Khalsa mero pash arpata, Khalsa mero sukh ehlada. Khalsa mero mitra sukhai, Khalsa mat pita. Guru Gobind Singh Ji has so much respect for his Khalsa, for his Sikhs. He said that my Khalsa is everything to me. I belong in my Khalsa. I live in my Khalsa. Khalsa is my true friend. Maan mehat meri Khalsa sahi, Khalsa mero swarat sahi, Khalsa mero kare nirbah, Khalsa mero de arsa. We say Khalsa Mero Satgur Pura, Khalsa Mero Sajjan Singh. Guru Gobind Singh Ji says that the Khalsa is my Guru. We all say that our Guru is Guru Gobind Singh Ji. But if somebody asks Guru Gobind Singh Ji that, Guru Ji, who is your Guru? Who do you bow to? Guru Gobind Singh Ji says, my Guru is my Khalsa. I bow to the Khalsa. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji, all night went by. First he massaged the Sikhs' bodies, and then he stayed up all night on guard duty. The morning came, Amrit Vela came. All the Sikhs woke up, took a bath, and they did their nitnim in the morning. And then after the nitnim, what happened? Overnight, there was a man named Wazir Khan. Wazir Khan, who was in charge of a place called Sarhand. And Wazir Khan found out that Guru Gobind Singh Ji was staying at Roop Chand's house. So what Wazir Khan did, he got all these soldiers together. 1 million soldiers he got together. 1 million soldiers. And they came to that house and they surrounded that house. And a battle was going to happen. But not just an ordinary battle. A very, very amazing battle where on one side Guru Gobind Singh Ji has 40 Sikhs with him, 40 soldiers. And on the other side, the Muslims, Wazir Khan has 1 million soldiers surrounding the Guru. And some people won't believe me. Oh yeah, that can't happen, 40 against 1 million. But in the Zafarnama, Guru Gobind Singh Ji tells us about this battle. Guru Gobind Singh Ji says, Gursaneh Chikare Kunad Chahal Nar. Chahal means 40. Guru Gobind Singh Ji says that when I was inside the Chamkor Di Gadi, there was only 46 with me who were very tired already. But on the other side, Gursaneh Chikare Kunad Chahal Nar Keh Deh Lakh Barayad Baro Bekhabar. On the other side, Deh means 10. Lakh means 100,000. 10 times 100,000 means 1 million. They're saying on one side there was 46 with me, and on the other side the Muslims had 1 million soldiers. Why did Wazir Khan have 1 million soldiers? Just to fight 40 Gursikhs. Because Wazir Khan knew that the Khalsa was very strong. That the Guru's Sikhs were very strong. That they've won every single battle they fought. That if we want to win, we have to take a huge, massive army with us. So Guruji says they surrounded us. And then what? Guru Gobind Singh Ji says, Ke pemma shikan bed rang aam dan. Mea tego tiro tufang amdan. They're saying what they did is, Pema means a promise, chicken means to break. Guru Gobind Singh Ji said that Aurangzeb made a promise that he wouldn't attack us if we left Anandpur Sahib. But they're saying ke pemma shikun bedrang amdand, he broke that promise. Mea tego tiro tufang amdand. And the soldiers, they brung, the Muslim soldiers brung swords, bow and arrows, and rifles and surrounded us. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji says, the same way like bees, you all know what bees are. The same way bees, when they see honey, what happens when a bee sees honey? What happens when a bee sees honey? They surround it. The bees go running after honey. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji said, the same thing happened here. These soldiers, the same way bees, they flock towards honey. Today these soldiers are surrounding us and they jumped on top of us and attacked us. So Guru Gobind Singh, what he did? He ordered, he had 46 with him. He ordered 8 Sikhs to defend each side of the house. Then he ordered 4 Sikhs to defend the front door of the house. And then he had 4 Sikhs who stayed with him at the very top of the house. And what happened? The battle started. The first person to come from the Muslims was one of their generals whose name was Nahar Khan. And Nahar Khan came out. He was the general of their army. He came out. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji saw Nahar Khan and what happened. Guru Gobind Singh Ji tells us, Guru Gobind Singh Ji says, Cho didam ke Nahar biyamad bajang. They're saying in the Zafarnama that when I saw Nahar Khan coming, they go, I saw Nahar Khan stepping on the battlefield. So what happened? Cho didam ke Nahar biyamad bajang. They're saying what happened is right away, I reached back, Guru Gobind Singh Ji says. I pulled an arrow. I put it in my bow. I took aim and I shot that arrow. And they're saying that arrow hit Nahar Khan right in his chest. And Nahar Khan, before he could do anything, fell on the ground and died right there on the battlefield. Then the second person to come was another soldier, another general, whose name was Ghani Khan. And what Ghani Khan did, Ghani Khan put a ladder next to the house and he started to climb up. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji, he had a weapon called a gurd. It's a very big weapon, old ancient weapon, it's really heavy. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji took that weapon and threw it down, took aim and threw it down at Ghani Khan who was climbing up the ladder, and that weapon hit Ghani Khan right on his head and he smashed his head. His head smashed and Ghani Khan fell down and died. And then the third person who came to try to attack Guru Gobind Singh Ji was a man whose name was Khwaja Khan. Khwaja Khan was a great general. He was known for his bravery, that he was really strong. He was a great warrior. But what happened when Khwaja Khan saw the first two people dead? He saw Nahar Khan's body lying there. He saw Ghani Khan's body lying there and his head is all smashed. What did Khwaja Khan do? Khwaja Khan ran. Guru Gobind Singh Ji says, Ke a Khwaja Mardood sa yah eh diwar. Mardood means coward. They're saying Khwaja Khan, like a coward, he got scared and he ran and he hid behind a wall. He hid. And the battle started. All morning the battle took place. The battle took place on December 22nd. In 1704, all day the battle took place. 1 million soldiers against 40. Just imagine if we were in that position. What if we were one of those 40? Imagine we're in this house, just 40 of us, and we're surrounded by 1 million soldiers. who are just waiting to get their hands on us and beat us up, to chop us into pieces and kill us. How would we feel? How would we react? But those 46, they didn't get scared. They kept faith in their guru. They knew that man kyon bairag karega satguru mera pura. Then why should I be afraid of anything? Why should I worry? My guru is true and complete. Because they remember God. Those people who remember God, God is fearless. And those who remember God, they are fearless also. Jin nirpo, jin har nirpo te aya ji, tin ka po sab gos. Those who remember the God who is fearless, they themselves become fearless. They're not scared of anything themselves either. So the Sikhs weren't scared. They didn't run. And what happened is Guru Gobind Singh Ji, all day they fought from just the house. They just shot bow and arrows and rifles. But slowly, slowly the Sikhs, they started to run out of weapons. So Guru Gobind Singh Ji made a plan that he's going to send out groups of 5-6. The 5-6 are going to go out in a group and they're going to go fight with the 1 million soldiers. Yeah, 5 are going to go out and fight with 1 million. So the first person they sent out Pai Sahib Pai Himmat Singh Ji, who is one of the Panj Pyares, the 5 beloved ones. Him and 4 other Sikhs, they came out. The doors opened, they came out and they fought with these million soldiers are all trying to come close to them, fight with them. And they fought, they showed a lot of bravery. They didn't get scared. But it was too many soldiers. Eventually, all 5 of those 6, they fell on the battlefield. They gave their lives up. They became martyrs. But before doing so, they killed so many of the enemy soldiers, just these 5. Then the next group of 5 came out. When these 5 died, the next group of 5 came out and those 5 did the same thing. They fought too. All day this kept on going on and on and on. 5-6 would come out and fight until they died. Then the next 5 would come out. As the day went by, Pai Daya Singh Ji came. He brought some 6 with him. And they came up to Guru Gobind Singh Ji and they told Guru Gobind Singh Ji that, Guruji, there's 1 million soldiers surrounding us. 1 million soldiers surrounding us. There's no way we can make it through this battle, Satguruji. We're not scared of dying. If we die, we're not scared. But Guruji, you cannot fight in this battle. Guruji, you should leave because you are needed right now for the Panth. You are needed right now to make more Sikhs, to train more people to become Sikhs. Guruji, why don't you, along with your 2 sons, because 2 of Guru Gobind Singh Ji's sons, the 2 oldest sons, Baba Ajit Singh Ji and Baba Jujar Singh Ji, were also in that battle. Why don't you take your 2 sons and the 3 of you leave? Save your lives, Guruji. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji responded, that which 2 sons are you speaking about? All of you sitting here are my sons. Which 2 should I take with me? Nobody is closer to me than anybody else. You are all equal. You are all my sons. The Khalsa, the 6, they heard this. They're all motivated again. They're all energetic again. They went running out in the battlefield. The battle continued on and on. And what happened is the oldest son of Guru Gobind Singh Ji, Baba Ajit Singh Ji, came up to Guru Gobind Singh Ji. And he told Guru Gobind Singh Ji that, Guruji, that father, all these 6 are dying on the battlefield. They're fighting for their religion. I want to fight for my religion too, Father. Father, give me permission to go outside and fight on the battlefield. Imagine that. a son coming up to his own parent and saying, I want to fight. Imagine that there's 1 million people just waiting to get their hands on you, and your son says that he wants to go out there and fight with those million people. Imagine, how would you react? How would you feel? But that Guru Gobind Singh, he wasn't scared, he was proud of his son. And he said, yes, son, yes, you can go on the battlefield and fight just like the rest of the good folk. Baba Ajit Singh got ready for the battlefield. Guru Gobind Singh Ji walked Baba Ajit Singh Ji all the way down to the front gate of the building. And before Baba Ajit Singh went there outside, Guru Gobind Singh Ji told him one thing, that Ajit Singh, you're going outside to fight right now, but I'm going to tell you one thing, that I want you to fight with so much courage and bravery, and I don't want you to back down or get scared. And you're going to die on this battlefield, but when you die, I want you to die fighting, not die running. That if you're going to die, I want you to get hit on the front side of your body, meaning while you're fighting, not on your back. Because if they hit you on the back, that means you are trying to run away. They told Baba Ajit Singh this much, and then they sent Baba Ajit Singh outside on the battlefield to fight. Baba Ajit Singh went outside, the doors opened. Baba Ajit Singh Ji was on his horse. The other six came along with Baba Ajit Singh Ji. Baba Ajit Singh Ji's first weapon that he pulled was his bow and arrow. And he started to shoot the Muslim soldiers. And right away after coming outside, he already killed so many soldiers. Just after coming out with his bow and arrow. And then Wazir Khan, he looked. He saw that's Guru Gobind Singh Ji's oldest son. He told his soldiers, go, I want every single soldier to go and attack and kill Guru Gobind Singh Ji's oldest son. So they ran towards Baba Ajit Singh Ji. Baba Ajit Singh Ji threw down his bow and arrow, and then he grabbed his spear. And with this spear, he started to slice up the Muslim soldiers, killing them one by one, one by one. But what happened is one of the Muslim soldiers, he swung his sword, which hit Baba Ajit Singh Ji's horse, and Baba Ajit Singh Ji's horse fell down. So Baba Ajit Singh Ji fell off the horse, but he still kept on fighting. Baba Ajit Singh Ji swung his spear, killing soldiers. But then once he pulled his spear back and he took aim and he put his spear right into one of the Muslim soldiers' chest. But it went in so strong that the spear was stuck inside the soldier's chest. It wouldn't come out. Baba Ajit Singh tried pulled hard. But finally when he pulled it out, only the wood part came out. The sharp spear spike at the front was still stuck in the soldier's chest. It never came out. So Baba Ajit Singh had to drop his spear. Then he pulled out his sword. And with his sword he started to fight. He fought for so long, but soon the Muslim soldiers had surrounded Baba Ajit Singh Ji. And Baba Ajit Singh Ji was hit, and Baba Ajit Singh Ji fell to the ground and became a martyr. He died on the battlefield. And when Guru Gobind Singh Ji saw this, you would think that Guru Gobind Singh Ji would be sad because of what happened. But no, Guru Gobind Singh Ji actually thanked God for letting his son die a martyr. Fighting for his religion, fighting for his faith, fighting for the truth. And then Guru Gobind Singh Ji's second son, Baba Juzar Singh Ji, came. And he said, "Father, my older brother has died on the battlefield. I feel like going and fighting in the battle too. I want to fight too." Imagine that. Imagine one of your sons has already died. When one person, I see families in this world where one of their children dies, one child dies, then they hold the other children closer to them. They're more careful with the other children. But here Guru Gobind Singh Ji, he goes, "Yes, son, you want to go on the battlefield too?" Yes, Guru Gobind Singh Ji was happy. Guru Gobind Singh Ji helped Baba Jujhar Singh Ji get ready. And then he walked Baba Jujhar Singh Ji to the front door, the front gate of the house. And he told Baba Jujhar Singh Ji that, "Jujhar Singh, you're going on the battlefield. You're still very young. I want you to be brave just like your brother. But Jujhar Singh, one thing, when you go on the battlefield, you're going to see your older brother's dead body lying there. And when you see it, I don't want you to get scared. I want you to keep on fighting with the enemies and die just like your brother had." After saying this to Baba Jujhar Singh Ji, he also came outside. He also fought, starting with the bow and arrow. And then he brought out his sword and he fought. And the same way that Baba Ajit Singh Ji died on the battlefield fighting fiercely, the same way Baba Jujhar Singh Ji also died on the battlefield. Two of Guru Gobind Singh Ji's sons died this way on the battlefield. The battle kept on going on all day. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji now, in the evening time, Guru Gobind Singh Ji put on all their shastras. Guru Gobind Singh Ji now, his eyes were filled with bir ras, with anger. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji started to walk towards the front gate, towards the front door. Guru Gobind Singh Ji was ready to go on the battlefield and fight. And Bhai Daya Singh and the Sikhs, they asked Guruji that, "Guruji, what are you doing? Where are you going?" And Guru Gobind Singh Ji, who was very upset and angry, he said that, "I'm going on the battlefield. That I want to fight and I want to give my life up right now, the same way that the rest of the Sikhs have died for the religion. I want to give my life up for the religion." Bhai Daya Singh and the Sikhs, they tried to stop Guru Gobind Singh Ji, but Guruji wouldn't listen to them. Guruji said, "No matter what happens, I am going to fight." So then Bhai Daya Singh Ji and the Sikhs, they made a plan. They remembered one thing, that when Guru Gobind Singh Ji created the Khalsa, he said one thing, that whenever five Sikhs are together and they give any order, a Sikh, including the Guru, must follow that order. So Bhai Daya Singh Ji took four other Sikhs, and the five of them, they came up to Guru Gobind Singh Ji and said, "Guru Gobind Singh Ji, us five, we're not asking you, we're telling you. Because you said yourself that five Sikhs can give the command. Us five are ordering you, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, that you are not allowed to go and fight on the battlefield. Us five are ordering you that you have to leave this house and you have to take off and you have to escape." They ordered Guru Gobind Singh Ji that he has to leave and escape from the battle. Guruji had no other choice. He had to listen to these five. So Guru Gobind Singh Ji, he took three Sikhs with him. Bhai Daya Singh Ji, Bhai Taram Singh Ji, and Bhai Maan Singh Ji. These three Sikhs. And on December 22nd, in the year 1704, at night time, what Guru Gobind Singh Ji did is that there was one Sikh inside that house who had a face that kind of resembled, who had a face which looked very similar, looked almost the same as Guru Gobind Singh Ji's face. And that Sikh, his name was Bhai Sangat Singh. Some people say his name was Bhai Sant Singh. But his name was Bhai Sangat Singh. And what happened is Guru Gobind Singh Ji took all of his clothes off and put his clothes on Bhai Sangat Singh. And then Guru Gobind Singh Ji put on Bhai Sangat Singh's clothes on himself. So this way it looked like Bhai Sangat Singh was Guru Gobind Singh Ji. You couldn't tell the difference. And they left Bhai Sangat Singh and the other six inside that house. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji and those three Sikhs, Bhai Daya Singh, Taram Singh and Maan Singh Ji, during the night when it was dark, they snuck out of the fortress. Before anybody could see them, they snuck out. They all ran out and they made a plan that all four of them were going to go in four different directions. So that way the enemy couldn't catch all four of them. So they left. But right when they left, Guru Gobind Singh Ji was running and Guru Gobind Singh Ji's foot got stuck in something. Guru Gobind Singh Ji's foot got stuck in something. And when Guru Gobind Singh Ji looked down towards his foot, he saw that his foot was stuck in the body of his oldest son, Baba Ajit Singh Ji. Guru Gobind Singh Ji looked down. And with Guru Gobind Singh Ji at that moment was Bhai Sahib Bhai Daya Singh Ji. And what Bhai Daya Singh Ji did, Bhai Daya Singh Ji was wearing a kamar kasa, just like this thing I'm wearing here around me, a huzuriya. He was wearing a cloth, a kamar kasa around his waist. And Bhai Daya Singh Ji opened his kamar kasa. He opened it up and he started to put it on top of Bhai Daya Singh Ji's body. He started to put it on top of Baba Ajit Singh Ji's body. He wanted to cover Baba Ajit Singh Ji's body out of respect. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji saw this. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji said, Daya Singh, what are you doing? And Daya Singh said, Guruji, I wanted to cover up your oldest son's body. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji said, Daya Singh, don't do this. Don't cover his body. Only cover his body if you have enough cloth to cover all the bodies of all the six who are lying here. Because Baba Ajit Singh Ji is not any closer to me than any other Sikh who died in this battle. Only cover his body if you're going to cover everybody's body, or else don't cover his body. That's how much Guru Gobind Singh Ji loved his Sikhs, loved his Khalsa. From there they continued on, all four of them split up in separate directions. And what happened? Guru Gobind Singh Ji clapped his hands. Once he got far away, he clapped his hands out loud and he said in a loud voice that Pire Hind Mehru. He said this really loud so that all the Muslim soldiers can hear him. The Muslim soldiers right away started to look, where did this voice come from? They started to walk that way. But at the same time, Bhai Daya Singh Ji clapped his hands from the other direction and said the same thing. Then Bhai Taram Singh said it from the other side. And then Bhai Maan Singh said it from the other side. They were all confused. They didn't know which way to go. And then inside, the six that were left inside, they clapped their hands and they said it. And then the Muslim soldiers, they decided to attack the house where those few six were left. Imagine those six, they knew Guru Gobind Singh Ji was leaving and he was going to save his life. He would be saved. But they knew those six that were left in that house, they knew that they wouldn't be living. They were going to die. But they still never gave up. Because they realized one thing, because they were with Guru Gobind Singh Ji in Anandpur Sahib during the good times. Now that Guru Gobind Singh Ji is going through bad times, they weren't going to leave the Guru. Because then Bani Satguru Ji says, Je sukh dehe ta tujhe aradi, dukh bhi tujhe tehai. That God, if good times come on me, I'll remember you. But if you give me bad times, that doesn't mean I'm going to leave your side. I'm still going to stay with you. Je pukh dehe ta ithi raja, which is sukh mun. That if you keep me starved, God, I'm still going to remember you. That in the bad times, I'm still going to celebrate happiness. I'm going to think of it as good. Je lok salahi ta tujhe aradi, je mar kade bhi tujhe tiyan. Je paas bahale ta tujhe aradi, je maar kade bhi tujhe tiyai. The God, if everybody says I'm great, I'll say it's because of God. But God, if you beat me up and throw me around, I'm still going to be on your side. That's how these six were. But today, how are us six? If we have good times, we remember the Guru, we remember God. But if something bad happens in our life, what happens? We get mad at God. We get mad at the Guru. Then why'd you do this to me? Why'd you do that to me? But these six, they kept faith in God. They were ready to die. And what happened is the soldiers attacked that house. And what happened is they killed all the six in there, including Bhai Sangat Singh. And they took his head. They thought it was Guru Gobind Singh Ji. They were all happy. They thought they killed Guru Gobind Singh Ji. And they took his head and they sent the head all the way to the king Aurangzeb. They were all celebrating that they got Guru Gobind Singh Ji's head. But it wasn't Guru Gobind Singh Ji. And what happened is Guru Gobind Singh Ji kept on continuing. He walked and two Muslim soldiers, only two Muslim soldiers saw Guru Gobind Singh Ji leaving. Bhai Alku Ji and Bhai Dammu Ji. They saw Guru Gobind Singh Ji leaving and they grabbed him and they tried to arrest Guru Gobind Singh Ji. What happened? Guru Gobind Singh Ji beat up both of those two Muslim soldiers. He beat them up and they left. They retreated, they ran back. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji continued. He walked through a forest. He had nothing left with him. He reached a flower garden. And when he reached there, he had nothing. That Guru Gobind Singh Ji, who one day sat on a throne, today his clothes were all ripped up. That Guru Gobind Singh, who had hundreds of servants ready to serve him, today that Guru Gobind Singh Ji, he didn't even have shoes to wear, slippers to wear on his feet. That Guru Gobind Singh Ji, blood was on his body. But the blood had frozen on his body so bad that the clothes were stuck to his body. That Guru Gobind Singh Ji, he walked, he reached a flower garden all tired. And he finally lied down on the ground. He lay down on the ground. And what did he do? He lied down to take a nap. He lied on his left side. In his right hand, he held his sword. And then he covered his body with leaves, so if any Muslim soldiers come, they can't find him. And what happened is Bhai Daya Singh, Bhai Dharam Singh, and Bhai Maan Singh, all three found each other, but now they were worried because they couldn't find Guru Gobind Singh. They went looking around everywhere for him, couldn't find him. But then Bhai Maan Singh noticed one thing. He saw some light shining. And do you know what that light was? It was the sun, the rays of the sun. They were shining off of the sword that Guru Gobind Singh Ji has holding in his arm. So they came to Guru Gobind Singh Ji. And when they saw Guru Gobind Singh Ji with no shoes on, they saw that his clothes were ripped. They started to cry. But Guru Gobind Singh Ji got up. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji told them, "Why are you worried? All these things were given by God, and God has taken them back. Why are you worried about it?" And what happened is that this flower garden belonged to two people, Bhai Gulaba Ji and Bhai Punjaba Ji. They own this flower garden. So they asked Guru Gobind Singh Ji that, "Guruji, why don't you come stay at our house? We'll help you." So Guruji went there. They gave them water to bathe with. They gave them clothes to wear. They kept them for some days. But what happened? After a few days, the Muslim soldiers were looking for the people who were helping Guru Gobind Singh Ji, and they got scared. They thought that, hey, if Guru Gobind Singh Ji, if they find out that we're helping Guru Gobind Singh Ji, the Muslim soldiers are going to kill us. So they asked Guru Gobind Singh Ji. They said, "Guruji, can you please leave? We helped you for the last 2-3 days, but can you please leave now? Our life is in danger if they find out that we're helping you." So Guru Gobind Singh Ji left. And then another two brothers, Gani Khan and Navi Khan, they came and they helped Guru Gobind Singh Ji. And what they did is, Guru Gobind Singh Ji, he took off his turban, he put his hair back so it was long, and they covered their head. And these two Muslim brothers, they carried Guru Gobind Singh Ji. And they said that he was an uchda peer, that he was a really high level saint of Muslims. They lied just so they can help Guru Gobind Singh Ji get away. Because everywhere the Muslim soldiers, they had made blockades. They were checking every person who was going through, who was going anywhere. So what happened is, Guru Gobind Singh Ji came and they wanted to help Guru Gobind Singh Ji get away. But the Muslim soldiers said, "Who is this person that you are taking?" And they said, "This person is a Muslim saint." They lied because they wanted to help Guru Gobind Singh Ji. That he's a saint and we're helping him, we're carrying him, taking him somewhere. And by saying that, they helped Guru Gobind Singh Ji get out of the troubled area. And Guru Gobind Singh Ji got out of that battle. But today from this Sakhi, we need to think one thing, and that is those Sikhs who never gave up, 40 against a million, but they died for their religion. They weren't scared. They had one thing in their mind, that he rav, he sas, he karna nid, meri abhay binti sun li jai, aur na mangat ho tum te kash, chahat ho tit me sui ki. Shatran syo at hi ran peter, At he ran meta. At he ran meta. They're saying that I just want to die on the battlefield. That should be the prayer of every single Sikh in this world. That, hey, God, when the time comes right, we want to give our lives up for the truth, for religion, for justice. And that's what these six did. And we need to remember their sacrifices. This Sakhi is so long, there's so much more to say, but we're out of time for today. And tomorrow I would like to continue from this point on, but because we're only here 2 more days, we will leave it from here and tomorrow, because I want to get through Sakas Sarhand, where the two small Shahabijades where Shahadat happened. We will do that tomorrow. And maybe next time we come, we can continue this story from here. So in ending, I want everybody to put their hands together. Sama samapat hai. Samay to kush mint utte chal gaye han. Saki puri karni si. Ta is karke maaf kar dena. I want everybody to put their hands together. If I made any mistakes, I wish to ask for the Sangat's forgiveness. And I wish to ask for my Guru's forgiveness. Because the Guru's life story is so great. And it's too great to be told by any one person. I may have made many mistakes, so forgive me. I want everybody to put their hands together now. And I want everybody to say out loud together with me, Waheguru Ji Ka Khalsa, Waheguru Ji Ki Fateh.